It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Latin Grammy winners Cuarteto Latino Americano, a classical music quartet from Mexico, returns to Las Cruces for a free concert at the Rio Grande Theater Friday, December 10th. Emily Guerra spoke with Cuarteto Latino Americano cellist Alvaro Bitran about a musical journey through the Jewish soul.
Talk to us about the Jewish soul musical tour.
Sure, it's a very, very interesting program because it's a repertoire that it's seldom presented. And in this occasion, we're going to have a string quartet, Cuarteto Latinoamericano, a pianist who is Sally Pincus, a great pianist who lives in the Boston area, and Sivan Rotem. She's an Israeli singer. She's coming straight from Israel for this program. So the combination of voice, piano, and string quartet, it's a very, very attractive one. And well, this music is music that is, some of these songs have been around for, I would say, more than 1,000 years, and they're still new, they're still fresh, they're still full of passion. And it's a combination of different kinds of musics embedded into the Jewish soul, which makes this a very, very attractive program. And we have played in Las Cruces before. I remember that in year 2014, we were given the key of the city of Las Cruces. So I have it here hanging in my studio, the key of the city of Las Cruces. So it's really an honor to be able to go back and play there again. And we have played in Ciudad Juarez, and I think we have played in El Paso before, but Cuarteto Latinoamericano is a group that has been around for a long time. As a matter of fact, next year, we will be celebrating our 40th anniversary. We have been around for 40 years, so we have been literally around most of the world.
And you got your start in Mexico City.
Yes, we started in 1982 in Mexico City, and we have lived in different places, but Mexico City has been our base. We have lived in Pittsburgh, we have lived in Boston, in different cities, but we are commuting always between Mexico and the U.S.
And of course, the genre of music you play is classical music. You've been winners of the 2012 and 2016 Latin Grammys for Best Classical Recordings.
Well, we have specialized in music written by classical Latin American composers. You know, when we started back in 82, we realized that there were many groups playing Beethoven and Mozart and Brahms, and they were doing extremely well. But on the other hand, we realized that there was this wealth of music written by Latin American classical composers, which had not been really recorded for string quartet or been performed around the world. So we made first recordings of very important people like Héctor Villa-Lobos, the Brazilian, or Silvestre Revueltas, Mexican composer. And those recordings got a lot of attention in the world, and we started getting concerts in many, many different venues because people were really interested in hearing this repertoire. And we can bet on that, and time gave us reason, and we have been nominated 6 times for Grammys, and we have won 2 of those Latin Grammy Awards. So we think we made the right choice, but it's not the only thing we play. We play Mozart, we play jazz a little bit, we play tangos, and in this case, we play Jewish music.
Well, this is quite an honor to have you, especially bringing a singer-soprano Sivan Rotem from Israel to perform to our community. And this is thanks to the Consulate General of Mexico, El Centro Cultural Mexicano Paso del Norte, and the City of Las Cruces, the Department of Quality of Life, inviting the community of the Paso del Norte region to enjoy this concert and take a musical tour of the Jewish soul. What else makes this so unique?
Something very special is that some of these songs are sung in a language that it's called Ladino, which is a language that was spoken in Spain in the 15th century. And, you know, Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492 by the Queen Isabel la Católica, and they went into exile, but they took with them a huge cultural treasure the Sephardic culture, which includes food, music, literature, art in any form. And some of these songs are sung in this language, in Ladino, which sounds very much like Spanish, but it's like an old Spanish, which was spoken in the 16th and 15th century in Spain.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Alvaro Beltran at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.